you want to start the
I just tried to dial Virginia to say that we're going nowhere and she left, and that maybe is because she's picking up my phone, but we're here.
Yeah, she actually went to track down Mr. Lang to ensure we could move forward. So I think we're good. We're on the recording. So I'm going to get my gavel out and make it official. And good afternoon. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Island County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is January 24th, 2022 at 1 p.m. approximately. We have one item on the agenda today. This is number SPR 206 /19, a request for site plan review approval to allow the applicant, Dancing Fish Vineyards, to continue operation of a rural event center on their 6.17-acre property at 1953 Newman Road. My name is Andrew Reeves. I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center, who the county has appointed to hold certain land use application hearings like this one. And today it will be my role to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony to determine whether this proposal complies with the county's comprehensive plan, zoning ordinances, critical areas ordinances, and the specific requirements for approval of site plan review under Chapter 1615 of the Municipal Code. And there are some other sections of the Municipal Code that must also be complied with, which are detailed in the staff report prepared by county staff. To that end, I received six exhibits in advance of the hearing that I had an opportunity to review. These include a staff report prepared by county staff that had, and all of these have sort of sub-documents as well, I'll just point out. But that was exhibit one. Exhibit two was the application materials presented by the applicant. Exhibit three was sort of general site data about the site. Exhibit four was the agency comments and internal review comments from county staff. Exhibit five was various correspondence between the applicant and county staff. And finally, exhibit six was the notice materials related to the notice that went out in relation to this application and today's hearing. So I'm going to admit those exhibits into the record. Should anyone have additional exhibits they'd like admitted into the record, let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I'll go ahead and address admitting additional exhibits at that time. Excuse me. Speaking of testimony, all testimony today will be under oath or affirmation. That's because where my decision to be appealed under our state's Land Use Petition Act, the audio recording of today's hearing, as well as the admitted exhibits and my decision, would serve as the foundation for any such appeal. Finally, the order that we typically follow is that we'll first hear from planning staff to sort of get an overview of the proposal and the review process that occurred. Then we'd look to the applicant team to present any additional information they feel that myself or members of the public should be aware of in advance of my making any decision on the proposal. Then we'd check to see if there are any members of the public that were interested in participating currently. There are no members of the public that have joined, and as far as I am aware, there were no comments received from members of the public on this proposal, so we aren't expecting folks to join, but if anyone did, they would have an opportunity to testify. Then at the end, if appropriate, we'd turn it back to the applicant team and county staff to respond to any such testimony. Because of illness, things got a little thrown here, and I think we fully understand. I myself have been under the weather this last week, but we do have a substitution in terms of county staff. So I'll leave it up to county staff. Do you think it'd be easier for you to start, to have the applicant start? What are your thoughts there, Mr. Lang?
Well, I can go through a very quick overview. As you know, you reviewed the application, and then we can go to the applicant.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get you sworn in. So do you swear for him to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
Thank you. And could you just clearly spell your name for the audio and explain your role here at the county?
Yes, my name is Jonathan Lang. That's J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. And Lang, L-A-N-G-E. I'm the assistant director here with the Island County Planning and Community Development Department.
Great. Thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you. So to just go over a little bit, I am familiar with the application before you and have reviewed this with the staff members previous staff members and the current one that had brought this forward to the hearing examiner. The applicants, they're online here, the Thompsons, have been have their Dancing Fish Vineyards located in Freeland, Washington, 1953 Newman Road. And their application is a site plan review for a rural event center. The venue would be site to events such as weddings, receptions, social events, fundraisers, seminars, and music events and art events. The application that they're applying for is for up to 24 events a year with a maximum attendance of 100 people per event. They had previously gotten a temporary use permit application for this location back in 2014 and had renewed it annually to up to 2019. We updated our event code here in Island County, and the applicants complied with applying for a site plan review to make this a ongoing rural event center. As was mentioned, public comment period ran from October 23rd, 2019 to November 6th, 2019, had no public comments. We had been working with the applicant, and there had been another number of staff turnover or changes for this application. And we have find that their application, site plan review 206-19, complies with the applicable zoning standards from our Island County Zoning Code 1703. It complies with the rural zone of which it is located, and complies with non-residential design standards and commercial event standards that are found in our land use chapter 1703-180. Has been reviewed by county staff and county departments, and has a number of conditions that are attached to the application. And we find that we recommend approval of the application with the recommended conditions that are attached. And I'm open for any questions.
Great, thank you, Mr. Lang. Just to clarify, so I'm approving the request for site plan review. The way the code now, I believe, reads is that this type of use is allowed as a conditional use. Is the sort of addressing the conditional use criteria folded into the site plan review as opposed to separately calling it a CUP or conditional use permit? How does that work specifically, just to make sure that I've done everything I'm supposed to do as the hearing examiner?
That's correct. Yes. Thank you for that. It has meeting those conditional use permit requirements. In our code, we do have them listed as permitted or conditionally permitted. This would be a conditionally permitted. But we do not have separate like conditional use permits. We go through the site plan review process, and that's what we call it, applications. But yes.
Okay. Excellent. Just wanted to make sure I didn't miss something there. So even though many jurisdictions have what we refer to, as you know, a CUP or conditional use permit, and here in Island County, these conditional use processes or requests for conditional uses to be allowed are dealt with through a site plan review as opposed to same idea, just different terminology. But I just wanted to make sure there wasn't a separate process that
That's correct. Thank you.
Involved. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is the process, and the staff report goes in depth about the appropriate way, or not the appropriate way, but the staff report goes in depth into the analysis that staff undertook to address this proposal, which I have reviewed, and recommended conditions to attach to this. My one question, looking at the exhibits attached to the staff report, was a couple things. And one of them was, I think, an approved noise management plan. And I would just request if I could independently get a separate copy of that. The one that I have in my record that was provided is illegible. So if after the hearing, Ms. Shaddy can get one of those sent to me, I'm not sure what happened, but I just can't read it. That would be great, just so I have a complete record. Let's see if I had anything else. So you clarified the process. Nope, that was literally the only note that I had, was to clarify the process. So, which is great. That usually means that the applicant has worked well with county staff to address all the concerns. I think that's been highlighted in Exhibit 5, the correspondence, and the applicant's review and kind of back and forth with county staff. So I don't have any further comments or questions for county staff. So at this point, why don't we go to our applicants, the Thompsons, to see if they have any additional information they would like to provide. So the Thompsons, will take you ultimately one at a time, but I'm going to swear you both in for the moment. Do you both swear, affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and if we can start with you, Brad, can you just state your name for the record and explain who you are?
Sure. Bradley J. Thompson. I'm married to Nancy, and we are the owners of the piece of property in question here on Newman Road. Had a place on Whidbey Island for 25 years, and we're pretty well entrenched here.
Excellent. And can you just spell your name for the audio recording, Mr. Thompson?
Sure. Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
All right. And you very wisely indicated your primary role in life is married to Nancy. So let's meet Nancy real quick.
All right.
Nancy, thank you for being here.
Nancy Thompson, co-owner of Dancing Fish Vineyards, Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Excellent. Thank you both so much. So ultimately, obviously, you know, there's been a long process here to the extent that you all had requested, you know, sort of the ability to hold events several years ago, and then the county kind of, you know, changed its process over time. But ultimately, we're now at the point where with this approval, you would have sort of, you know, the ability to continue to hold these events in perpetuity. And so that's where we're at in the final stages of the process. Big question, I think, important to ask. You both received, I hope, the staff report in advance of today's hearing. Is that right?
Yeah, we have that from John, yes.
From the other John, I assume.
Yeah. From John.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you had an opportunity to review the recommended conditions of approval there at the end of the staff report?
Yes.
So ultimately, there are 13 conditions that have been recommended by county staff. I just want to make sure that you understand what those are. And if you had any issues or concern, now would be the most appropriate time to walk through that.
Sure.
So I'm happy to take either you or Nancy, Brad, but did you review it? Do you have any issue with any of those proposed conditions?
Am I looking at a certain page in here?
Yeah, if you go to page, I think it'd be 9 or 10, essentially you get to the end of the staff report and they essentially say, we recommend approval subject to the following conditions. And then there are 13 conditions that have been identified.
Yeah, we have that.
Yes, I have that. Okay.
So if you guys can just take a sec and give it another quick look, this is important because if I were to approve this and incorporate those staff's recommendation, these 13 items here would be conditions of approval. So you'd have to sort of follow along as you operate your business with these 13 conditions.
Sure. Should we just go down one by one? And
if you want to do it that way, that works for me.
Or, okay. We're in agreement with number one.
Okay.
Yeah, certainly in agreement with number two. Item number three isn't quite worded correctly, but it's fine. Typically, when we have an event, part of it is in the barn and part of it is outside. When somebody gets married, typically their ceremony is outside, and then they come inside for the other part of the event. So it's not quite. And John and I had discussed this. He was going to correct it, but.
Sorry, which item is that?
I'm looking at item three. Now, it may be slightly different than I have a draft and you have a final.
Okay. For me, item number three is the applicant shall be limited to 24 events annually.
Okay. Then he did clean it up.
Okay.
He's going to change it down there.
All right. Item number four, we certainly agree with.
Well, now I'm worried. I don't know if we're looking at the same thing. So how about I read these and then you
already know if they sound okay. Because I have a draft that he sent me a month ago and then haven't seen the final.
Mr. Lang, you had a thought there?
I could also share my screen. And, I guess the Thompsons, are you able to see us?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let me share the screen and I can have that page up for us.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
So while he's doing that, I'll just start reading number four, which is says the applicant shall conform to the approved noise management plan dated December 8, 2020 and noise management BMPs, noise amplification and sound equipment shall be confined to the location designated in the noise management plan. Appropriate levels of sound at the source shall not exceed 85 decibels. In no case shall the decibel level exceed 60 decibels at the exterior boundaries of the property line of the event location.
Yeah, and we have that same, and certainly we agree.
Okay. Five, the applicant shall be limited to not more than 100 guests per event.
Yes.
Okay.
We agree.
Six, the applicant shall be restricted from the use of fireworks in association with events.
Yes, no problem.
Seven, open deck identified on landscape plan shall be screened from neighboring parcel, whatever that number is.
Sure.
So,
yeah, they've asked that we screen that off with some trees. It's a small open deck, about, I think it's 24 by 10 maybe, and it's up on a hill. I've brought water up there and we'll certainly plan a row of trees up there to screen that off.
Okay, so you have no issue with ultimately screening that deck from the neighboring property?
None whatsoever.
Okay. The applicant must, this is number eight, the applicant must adhere to the conditions, recommendations, and requirements noted in the memo that was dated October 24, 2019. Okay, I don't know exactly what that memo says. So, Mr. Lang, any idea what that memo was?
This is a memo from our building department in reference to this application. I have it up here on the screen.
That's the later one. I think there are two memos, Mr. Lang, and one's a 2019 and one's a 2020.
Well, yeah, and we've seen that, and we will certainly say yes and agree to that.
Okay, so I think essentially there were one, two, three memos that you received in the last 2-3 years. And essentially you have been working with planning staff to ensure that you take care of all the issues in those memos. And, had you not, we would not have arrived at this point. But that's what these conditions 8, 9, and 10 are meant to address. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. And we know them all.
And then moving to 11, it's that the applicant shall obtain a sign permit for any new signage to meet the requirements of the sign code.
Sure, no problem.
Okay. And then having an inadvertent discovery plan, essentially meaning if you do work and you find skulls from an ancient burial ground, you'll stop work and notify the appropriate authorities.
Well, of course. I mean, we're totally built out, so we have no plans to do any construction.
Okay. And then 13 is a blanket. The conditions identified are subject to change if the information turns out to have been inaccurate. So that's just some lawyer put that in there. But that's the catch-all. If something turns out to have not been clear, we might have to reopen this hearing or reassess the permit if there was some major issue that nobody foresaw. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. No problem.
Okay. So then in my mind, then the applicant has reviewed the conditions and what Ms. Shaddy, I think, probably can get you the newest version of the staff report for your own files. Just in case you want that, she's nodding yes.
Sure.
I would repeat these in my decision when I produce it, but you have essentially acknowledged what these conditions are and your intent to comply with these conditions. Does that make sense to the town?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
We've been working on this since 2013.
That's great. Anything either of you want to add further before we go back and see if there are, it doesn't look like any members of the public have joined, so, but this would be your opportunity to present any additional information.
I don't think so. I mean, we have an absolutely beautiful 6-acre place that people love coming to.
Excellent. Nancy, anything on your end?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I will note that I am dealing with a outdoor event venue also involving a winery in a different jurisdiction that I will not name. And it has not gone nearly as smoothly as this because the property owner, I think, has sort of taken a different approach to working with staff and their neighbors. And it is quite contentious. So when I first started my review, I got nervous, and then I saw, wait, nobody commented. Everybody seems to, you guys have been working with the county for several years. There don't seem to be major issues. So kudos to you as the property owners for doing this in the right way and being respectful of your neighbors and working with county staff. So,
well, thanks. I was just going to say it. We're pretty diligent about these things, and thanks.
Excellent. Well, Mr. Lang, I'm going to see, does the county have any final thoughts before we conclude today's hearing?
No final thoughts or comments. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you to Mr. Lang, for one, for hopping on last second to step up to the plate for his ill colleague. We do appreciate that. And I don't see any issue with approving this site plan review with the recommended conditions that staff has provided in the staff report. So it is my intent here in the next 10 business days to produce a decision approving the site plan review with the 13 conditions that we just discussed. So that will be what I ultimately do. I will ask, though, if Ms. Shaddy or someone can at least email me. Like I said, the one thing I had that was totally illegible was the noise management plan. If I could just have that for my record, that would be great. But again, my intent is to issue a decision approving this. And I also note again, we did not have any members of the public join our meeting today. So I think with that, we can go ahead and conclude today's meeting. Thank you so much, everyone. I wish you the best of luck on the project. And I wish everyone safety and good health as we continue to move forward in the strange world we're living in these days.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Thank you. Thank you both very much. Thank you, Virginia.
Thank you.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Jonathan, thanks for sticking in.